Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes, don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page. Select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Welcome to a voice mailbag edition of the Job Interview Experience. I have here a listener's question I'm going to answer. Before we do that, if you have a question yourself, go to jobinterviewexperience.com, look for the listener Q&A button at the top of the page, click that, and then from your phone or laptop, you can record your question, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, somewhere around there. That's then sent to me, and that's what brings us to today. I'm going to answer this listener's question. Here we go.
Hi, what's the best way to answer questions about whether I'm currently interviewing at other companies, if I have any pending offers, or if I'm generally actively looking for a new opportunity? I'm never sure how this information is being used by recruiters, and because of that, hesitant to offer transparent answers. Thank you.
I'm not going to share names or personal information about people who call in with their questions, so we are going to call this listener Jane. Thank you, Jane, for the question. First of all, I'm sorry that you're being asked this question, because in my mind, it's unprofessional. It's a question that the recruiter or the company doesn't need to know the answer to, and that you shouldn't have to share. I'm not saying that it makes it a bad job or that it's a bad person, but it's a little bit of a red flag to me that this recruiter is not showing as much respect as they should by digging into something that's none of their business. However, how do you respond to it? Because whether or not they should be asking that, the question is coming up. The best answer is to flip the question around and make it about the company. You can decide how truthful you want to be. I would say be truthful. I think it's obvious. Yes, you're looking at other jobs. You don't want them to think that this is the only role that you're interviewing for, because it maybe makes you look like a little bit of a less marketable candidate. So I would use an answer something like this. I am most certainly in the middle of a job search, and I have been reaching out to and in communication with several different companies and opportunities. However, this opportunity at XYZ company, your company, is one that has really intrigued me, and I am most excited to be learning about and moving forward with. And just leave it like that. If they say, do you have any pending offers? That's none of their business again. But how do you answer that? Whether or not you have pending offers, you don't need to answer that question. You could say something like this. I am, in fact, in a position to move quickly on my job search, and I am looking forward to securing a job in the near future. What is most interesting to me is how we can progress forward with this role. I hope I can provide enough information to help you make a decision. And if possible, we can both make a decision in a timely manner. Finally, our listener brought up the question about whether or not you're just actively in a job search, which is a little bit different than whether or not you're interviewing with companies. The best way to position this is about the potential you have. So you could say something along the lines of this based on your past job, your current experience, what's going on in your career. I have been growing over the last several months and years, both my skills, abilities, certifications, etc. I've come to a place where I know I have more to give than the role that I'm in requires. And as I've grown, my ability to give to a company and help them grow has just increased. So this is, of course, a great time for me to offer my skills and my growing abilities to a company like yours. And that's what brings me here today. To me, whether or not you are seeking a job because of a layoff or you are seeking to, say, promote yourself, whatever the reason is, put a positive message behind the situation that you're in. So instead of talking about being laid off, instead of talking about your company downsizing or having to leave your past job because it was toxic or stressful, whatever the reasons, put a positive spin on it. Put energy behind it, and your potential is that energy. That's going to stand out to a company when they interview people and they hear a bunch of negative feedback that has brought them to where they are today. Just like on a first date, bringing up all the negativity about, say, your ex, someone on the date doesn't really care to hear about that. Coming on that date and saying, I'm here because of you and the excitement that I have to meet you and work with you or go on a date with you, get to know you. It's very similar to the job interview. Bring that positivity, make it about them, but also all that you have to offer as well. Thank you so much for this question. I'm excited to do more of these. I will look forward to more notifications from listener questions. Maybe that'll be you. Have a great week, everyone.